This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We have Sheriff Joe LoPinto from the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Joe, right before you came on, I was talking about how y'all posted crime stats for the first 6 months of this year, experiencing a 6% reduction over, and last year for the first 6 months, an 11% drop in the previous year. This is great news, and you guys have reported a drop in every category of the 7 major categories that are reported to the FBI, otherwise known as UCR.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, look, the theft has always crept up a little bit year after year after year, but we've seen steady decreases in major crimes like murder and robbery, especially over the last few years. And so to see it in all 7 categories is a great thing. And look, our statistics going through even July continue to go in the right direction. I mean, our murder rate is very, very low this year. Unreasonably low, to be honest with you, which was a great thing. We didn't have a murder for over 2 months during the summer, which was really unusual. But we're doing a good job of solving them, and then continue to put bad guys in jail and keep them from reoffending. So,
Joe, let's talk about that for a moment. You had total of 16 homicides as of Thursday of last week, and with arrest in all but 3 of the cases. That's an 81% solution rate. That's an extraordinarily high solution rate in and of itself, but even more so within the same year of the happenstance of the murder.
It is. I mean, and look, let's face it, the year's not over with. We know we have suspects in some of the other ones, too, that, aren't shown as solved because we don't have a person in custody. But the fact of it is if we continue through the end of the year, that number will be even higher. And our men and women always do a great job of making me look good. You know, they know how to get the technology that exists today to get the evidence that they need. Sometimes you don't always have it. I mean, we talk about law enforcement. You know, we don't do a great job of preventing crime because we don't know when the next homicide's going to happen. And look, let's face it, neither is the victim that's going to, be the victim of that homicide. Our job is to show up afterwards and collect the evidence, and we do a good job of collecting that evidence. Most of the time, it's going to give us enough of what we need to develop probable cause and make an arrest. Sometimes the evidence just doesn't exist, and it's not necessarily the detective's fault. You may have an idea of who you thought was involved, but when you don't have the witness and don't have the evidence that goes along with it, it's a lot harder to develop that case.
Well, you do prevent crime to the extent that when you selectively incapacitate the impact criminal of violent crime, statistically they're going to reoffend, right? And if they're behind bars, they can't reoffend.
Yep. That's what I always say. We don't prevent crime, right? What we do is we solve crime quickly to prevent the next crime from happening. Right. I don't want an individual to get 10 armed robberies from us. I want to catch them after the first and prevent 2, 3, 4 through 10 from ever occurring, right? And so I didn't prevent number one, but what I prevented was the fourth and fifth one down the road from occurring. And that's how you deal with prevention, right? It's always going out there and making those solved cases and making them quickly. And look, you had a big part of that. You know, I always give credit to our crime lab. You know, the ability for us to be able to run fingerprints, run firearms, run DNA within a very short period of time and not wait for a regional lab or a state lab to give us back evidence. I want that information back in a week or a day compared to a month or 6 months. And if you're able to get that information back within that week, think about all the crimes you prevented from happening waiting for the same information to come back 6 months later.
You guys have set out to deploy newer technologies as well. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, right now, in those article, we have about 30 or so drones that we use on an everyday basis in the parish. But they are individually operated drones, whether it's part of our SWAT team flying a drone inside of a house at a location, or just us utilizing it for a search and rescue, whatever the case may be, we have drones. But there's even newer technology that requires different FAA approval, but it's a drone as a first responder. So imagine having 10 stationary drones on a rechargeable platform on rooftops all around the parish, with one person in a room that has the ability to launch and fly those drones to a location, hooked up to the CAD system, the computer-aided dispatch system of 911. So you call 911 from a location and say, I think I see someone in my backyard. That automatically launches to the drone room. They have the GPS coordinate. They press a button. The drone hatch opens up. It flies to that location. And now it is streaming live data of the backyard before the deputy even arrives. So it doesn't make a difference if I only have one deputy available. I have a drone that has 360-degree coverage of whether a person jumps over the back fence or side fence or whatever the case may be, and can be there in seconds, depending on the location of the house, to where the drone is. And that technology exists today. It's cutting edge. It's not necessarily in anybody's backyard now. You've got to work with the FAA to get waivers. Obviously, we're a Class B airspace with the airport, but it's something that's doable. And for us, it's about leveraging technology. You know, we always are going to have problems of filling the spots of a police officer today. You know, we're in better shape than most, but let's be realistic. You know, it's a lot harder to get 100 people in academy like we did back in the 90s. And so I've got to be able to leverage technology for the future, knowing that the amount of people that want to be policemen is lessened. So we're looking to do that. But what does the future of law enforcement look like? And, you know, I think this is one of those things that we certainly have to consider. We haven't done it yet, but we're certainly considering it.
But y'all have deployed the older style drones with a lot of success rate, utilizing that in helping your task forces. I know that y'all have done it in fighting a number of different categories of crime. You may not want to reveal that, but it's been successful. I mean, I remember you telling me a couple of stories about a year ago, and you know, I was kind of blown away by the coordination of the technology with the human capital on the street.
It's unreal. I mean, I can remember being a young narcotics detective back in the 90s and, you know, beginning of 2000, sitting in the back of a, you know, white van with a ladder on the top of it and a periscope out the back. And we had an ice chest in there, but basically its own swamp cooler, and sitting in a van, you know, sweating to the nines and sitting here looking out of a periscope at somebody down the street for a narcotics investigation. Now we have a drone that's literally a mile away from the suspect's house. Can't be heard, can't be seen because, you're not even close to it, but the camera on this drone is zoomed in at the front door, and we're able to watch an individual that's dealing drugs out of their house and develop the information that we need without even having a person on the block. It goes to show you how technology has changed the game by any means. I mean, you know, I laugh about it. You know, me and the other men and women that I served with back in the day, I'm like, I wish I had these tools 20 years ago, because they were certainly it's a fun way to do investigations.
No, absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the observations I made before you came on in the intro is that the JPSO was able to continue to drive crime down during the pandemic, where most jurisdictions across the country were experiencing, you know, kind of a crime explosion in many cases. Y'all had a couple of categories where crime, I think, may have gone up, but not by any double-digit number that you saw in other jurisdictions. Have you done after action on that, or was there anything that changed, or was it just, again,
you know, I truly believe that. Well, I truly believe your response time means everything to a community. And I don't care what community you live in, the citizens of that community want a safe place to live in, right? And so you may have individual pockets of individuals that are bad, but for the vast majority, that population is good. And so you've got to be able to get to people. When someone's calling for help and calling 911, even if it's a mundane crime, they're having a bad day. They're having a bad day. Nobody calls 911 with good news. And so for them to call 911, you've got to be able to get to them. And again, it goes back to how do you prevent that crime from happening? We kept working during the pandemic. You know, we may have changed a little bit, but at the end of it, we still kept working. We still, you know, went out there and answered the calls for service and figured out what the crime was and, you know, started looking at cameras and who can we identify as the criminal? And we didn't stop that. And so whether it's a pandemic or a hurricane or any other event that happens, JPSO is ready and willing to respond.
Now, you guys, for the last, I don't know how many years, you may know, have posted the lowest crime rate years in Jefferson Parish since 1974, when we started collecting and reporting data to the FBI. And I told you this a while back. My goal was always to get down below 10,000 UCR Part 1 crime offenses reported. I was never able to do it. Got relatively close. You actually did it, I think, year before last. Y'all were at 9,300 or something reported crimes that year.
And then either last year or the year before, we bumped up a little bit, which was one little small increase, less than 5%. But it looks like if we keep going the same route, we're going to have another decrease of year. It's a great feeling to be able to have. I look at different things that are there, but crime stats are completely different all over. You know, I mean, I think perception of crime has continued to be through the roof, but for the same reasons the public sees the crime that's happening, we also see the same crime and have the better ability to solve it. You know, when you go back to our peak, which was in 1991, we had 31,000 UCR reports that year. You know, so to be under 10,000 today is a great achievement, not only for the sheriff's office, but for the community that we live in.
No, there's no doubt. you know, just continuing to make that difference day in and day out. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate it. Congratulations to you and the men and women of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office in the successes that they've had. And I know you guys always talk about appreciating the community at large and their belief in what the JPSO does, because that makes all the difference in the world, right?
It does. Thanks a lot, Sheriff. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All righty, folks. That's Sheriff Joe Lapinto, from the Sheriff of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. We will be right back after the break, 504-260-1870. We'll visit with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.